Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Being prayed for by the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth Himself, directly appeared with His expansion and expansion of the expansions. Their holy names were Rama, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna. Rama, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna.
Rama, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna.
These celebrated incarnations appeared in four forms as the sons of Maharaj Dasarath.
Эти великолепные инкарнации появились как сыновья Господа Дашаратхи, царя Дашаратхи.
So Maharaj Dasarath had his kingdom was in the northern part of India.
Царство царя Дашаратхи находилось в северной части Индии.
In the city, capital was the city of Ayodhya.
Это была столица Айодхи.
Which you can still visit today.
И сейчас можно посетить это место.
That's a very holy place.
Это очень святое место.
So Dasarath had several wives.
У Дашаратхи было несколько жен.
And one of those wives was rather dear to him.
И одна из этих жен была наиболее дорога для него.
Because she saved him once, and her name was Kaikeyi.
Потому что однажды она спасла его, и имя этой жены было Кайкеи.
So he had given her the benediction in future. Anything she wanted, that he would grant that.
И он дал ей такое благословение, что все, чего она не пожелает в будущем, он это исполнит.
So her son was Bharat.
И ее сын был Bharata.
And another wife was called Kaushalya, and her son was Ram.
А другую жену звали Каушали, и ее сын был Рама.
So Ram was very popular among the citizens, and he was due to be crowned as the king.
Рама был очень популярен среди граждан, и хотели его короновать, сделать его царем.
Because in those days the kings, they didn't always wait until they died to hand over the kingdom, but sometimes they would hand it over and then they would take renounced order of life.
Потому что в те дни часто цари, они в конце уже жизни принимали отреченный образ жизни, уходили, покидали свое царство.
So Ram was due to be king. Kaikeyi knew about this and she was very envious.
И когда Кайкеи услышала, что Раму хотят короновать, она стала очень завидовать.
So she went to Dasarath and she said, please grant me the benediction.
Она пошла к Дашаратхе и сказала, пожалуйста, исполни благословение.
And he said, yes, all right. He agreed, all right, you will take any benediction.
И он согласился, он сказал, да, пожалуйста, любое благословение выполню.
So she said, you send Rama to the forest and my son Bharat shall be crowned as the king.
И она сказала, пошли своего сына Раму в лес, а моего сына Бхарата сделай царем.
So when Dasarath heard this, practically he left his body.
И когда Дашарат услышал это, практически он даже оставил свое тело.
He did after some time. He lamented so much the departure of Ram that he left his body.
На самом деле, гораздо позже он настолько сожалел о том, что сын ушел в лес, что он в конце оставил свое тело.
But anyway, being a Kshatriya, he was bound to keep his word of honor.
Но так или иначе, будучи кшатрием, он должен был выполнить свое обещание.
So he told Ram, and Ram willingly accepted. He wasn't at all attached.
Но когда он сказал об этом Раме, Рама принял это, он не был привязан.
But Bharat, he was very upset.
Но Бхарата был очень грустным.
Because he was very attached to Ram.
Потому что он был так привязан к Раме.
But he couldn't do anything.
Но не мог ничего поделать.
So he asked Ram, at least you give me your slippers. And what he actually did, he lived outside the city. Instead of staying in the palace, he lived outside the city and he worshipped the slippers of Lord Ram.
И что же сделал Барата? Он покинул город, покинул дворец, и где-то там в хижине он поклонялся вот этим тапочкам.
And so, in that way, ministers would come to him, and he would give some advice. So he kind of was ruling the kingdom on behalf of Ram, without really becoming king himself.
Министры часто приходили к нему, и он давал им советы, и таким образом он правил государством, хотя на самом деле не являлся царем.
So anyhow, Ram was going to set out for the forest, and his wife Sita and brother Lakshman insisted to go with him.
И когда Раму собрался идти в лес, то Лакшман, его брат, и Сита, его жена, они тоже хотели пойти с ним.
So he didn't want to take his wife there, but finally he agreed because she was completely attached to him.
Вначале он не хотел брать свою жену вместе с собой, но потом он согласился, так как она была очень привязана к нему.
So they went to the forest known as Dandakaranya, which is in the central India.
И они ушли в лес, известный как Дандакаранья, который располагается в центре Индии.
So that they were living very simply, just eating the things that they could find in the forest, in a simple cottage.
Они жили там, вели очень простую жизнь в простой хижине и ели лишь только то, что могли найти в лесу.
So once it was informed to the demon king Ravana by his sister Suparnaka about the beauty of Sita.
И однажды Супарнака, сестра Равана, она сообщила ему о красоте Ситы.
Suparnaka, she was very ugly. Ugly and ugly. What is it? Doesn't look very nice. So she had gone, and when she saw Lord Ram, she was very attracted. So she proposed that, "I would like to marry you." But Ram said, "I already have a wife." What about my brother Lakshman? He's very handsome. He's very handsome.
Он подходит. Красивый.
Красивый, yes. So then she went to Lakshman, but he said, no. He said, actually, Ram, you know, he is my elder brother. He's much more qualified. Even he can take more than one wife.
И тогда, когда она подошла к Лакшману, он сказал, нет, может быть, мой брат Рам, он старше, чем я, и может иметь больше, чем одну жену.
But actually, Ram, he had a Ekapatni Vrata, that he would vow that he would take only one wife.
Но Господь Рамачандра дал такой обет, что у него будет только одна жена.
He had a vow, taken vow.
Он принял обет.
So, this Suparnaka was insisting, so actually Ram cut off her nose.
Suparnaka сильно настаивала, и Рама отрубил ей нос.
So then she went back to Ravana in great distress.
И она в великом горе вернулась к Раване.
And she told of the beauty of Sita, and she told what Ram had done.
И она рассказала ему о красоте Ситы и о том, что Рама сделал с ней.
So Ravana was a very lusty person.
Равана был очень похотливым личностью.
The demons in general are very lusty.
Демоны, как обычно, очень похотливы.
So he wanted to punish Ram, and he also wanted to capture Sita.
Он хотел наказать Раму и хотел забрать Ситу.
So he took the demons also had mystic powers.
Демоны также имеют мистические силы.
So he took the form of a sannyasi.
И он принял форму sannyasi.
And he also brought his assistant there, demon assistant, Marichi.
Он взял с собой своих помощников, демонов Маричи.
So that Marichi took the form of a deer, beautiful golden deer.
И один из Маричи принял форму прекрасного золотого оленя.
So first that Marichi, he went near to the ashram, and Sita saw that beautiful deer, and she asked Ram, please capture this deer for me.
И этот олень начал гулять вблизи их ашрама, и Сита увидела его, привлеклась им, и попросила Раму, пожалуйста, поймай его для меня.
So then the deer ran into the forest.
И олень убежал в лес.
So Ram said, I'll go and capture him.
Рама сказал, я пойду и поймаю его.
But Bard was... Lakshman, he was a little bit reserved. He said, maybe this is some trick.
Лакшман немножко понимал, и он сказал, что здесь, наверное, какая-то шутка.
Let me go with you.
Я пойду с тобой.
But then Ram, he said, somebody has to protect Sita.
Рама сказал, кто-то должен защищать Ситу.
So in this way, he said, don't worry, I will capture the deer.
Он сказал, не беспокойся, я один поймаю оленя.
So he went and he finally, after a long time, he managed to come near the deer, but then he couldn't capture, so he decided to kill the deer.
И прошло уже много времени, и он гнался за ним и подобрался близко к оленю, но не мог поймать его, и поэтому он решил убить этого оленя.
So then that deer, of course, he cried out because it was actually the demon Marichi, and he cried out in the voice of Ram, "Oh, please, Lakshman, come and help me! Come and help me!"
И демон он начал кричать голосом Рамы, "О, Лакшман, помоги мне, приди сюда!"
So when Lakshman heard that, then he thought he was intelligent. He thought maybe it's a trick.
Лакшман был очень разумен, и когда он услышал это, он подумал, наверное, здесь кроется что-то недоброе.
But Sita said, "You must go."
Но Сита сказал, ты должен идти.
But still, Lakshman was reluctant.
Но Лакшман тем не менее не хотел.
Then Sita said, "You're reluctant because you want to enjoy me, and you don't care if Ram dies."
Сита сказала, ты в замешательстве, ты не хочешь идти, потому что ты хочешь наслаждаться со мной, и тебя не волнует судьба Рамы.
So then Lakshman was very hurt by that, and he decided to go.
И все-таки Лакшман решил пойти.
He was a very, very chaste and renounced person. He never looked at the face of Sita. He always used to look at her feet.
Лакшман был очень честным, очень отреченным, и он никогда не смотрел на лицо Ситы, он всегда смотрел на ее стопы.
So anyway, he said, "I'll draw a mystic circle around this cottage."
И он сказал, ну в любом случае я нарисую мистический круг вокруг этой хижины.
You see, nobody can come inside this, and you shouldn't step outside.
Никто не сможет зайти внутрь, но ты также не должна выходить наружу.
So then he went to find Ram.
И он пошел, чтобы найти Раму.
Meantime, Ravana came there.
Тем временем Равана пришел.
As a sannyasi. So then he said, "Mother, please give me some fruits. I'm very weak."
Он сказал, пожалуйста, мать, дай мне фруктов. Я очень слаб.
And she said, "All right, you just come here, and I will give you."
Она сказала, ну зайди, я тебе дам
фрукты. And she put the fruits just at the edge of that mystic circle. Just at the edge.
И она поставила фрукты как раз на эту линию, на этот круг.
But he said, "Just please bring a little closer to me."
Он сказал, ну пожалуйста, подойди поближе ко мне.
I'm very weak.
Я слаб.
So like that, she went just a little bit outside, and Ravana captured
her. И как только она немножечко вышла за пределы круга, тут Равана схватила ее.
So then immediately he had his special airplane, and he took off into the sky.
И он посадил ее на свой мистический аэроплан и унес высоко в небо.
So on the way there was one bird called Jatayu.
И на их пути встретилась одна птица по имени Джатаю.
Who was a great devotee of Ram.
Это был великий преданный господа Рамы.
So he tried to defeat that demon.
И он старался поразить этого демона.
But he was very old.
Но он был очень стар.
And Ravana cut off his wings.
И Равана отрубил ему крылья.
And he fell to the ground.
И он упал на землю.
And Ravana continued to Lanka.
И Равана продолжал путешествовать на Ланку.
So meanwhile, Ram and Lakshman returned
тем временем, Рама и Лакшман вернулись,
and found that Sita was gone.
И нашли, что Ситы не было.
So they began to search for her.
И они начали искать ее.
And they found a Jatayu.
И нашли Джатаю.
And Jatayu explained what happened.
И Джатаю все ему объяснил.
So Ram blessed Jatayu.
Рама благословил Джатаю.
And this way Jatayu left his body.
И так Джатаю оставил свое тело.
Actually, Jatayu is an example of a person who tried very hard in the service of the Lord. He wasn't successful, but still the Lord was pleased with him because of his sincerity.
Джатайя — это пример такой личности, которая предпринимает большие попытки в преданном служении, и может быть не всегда сопутствует удача, но Господь видит эти старания и благословляет такую личность.
Ultimately, the Lord is more interested in a person's sincerity and devotion than he is in the result itself.
Господь больше заинтересован в наших попытках, в наших усилиях в преданном служении, чем в результатах.
Just like once there was a grihastha couple, Lord Krishna came to their home and they wanted to give him some bananas.
И однажды была пара домохозяев, и Господь Кришна пришел в дом, он хотел дать им бананов.
So the householders were in such anxiety that they were peeling the banana and giving the skin to Krishna and throwing out the inside part.
Они кормили Кришну и они делали так, что кожурки давали Кришне, а бананы выбрасывали. В таком они находились состоянии.
But Lord Krishna was accepting even the skins of the bananas.
Но Господь Кришна принимал даже кожуру от банана.
Because of the devotion.
Из-за преданности.
So anyhow, Jatayu is an example of such sincere devotee.
И так или иначе Джатайя — это пример такой искренней преданности.
So then they set out for Lanka, the abode of Ravana.
И они стремились на Ланку, обитель Равана.
And on the way they met the monkeys.
И на пути они встретили обезьян.
In the kingdom of Vali.
Царствие Вали.
And they actually befriended Sugriva, who was a brother of Vali. There was a dispute between Vali and Sugriva.
Они подружились с Сугривой, с братом Вали.
When there was dispute between Vali and Sugriva.
Между ними было какое-то, ну, какие-то споры, раздоры.
So they actually killed Vali. Ram killed Vali.
И Рама убил Вали.
And then with the help of Sugriva and also Hanuman and all the other monkeys, they went to the shore of the ocean in southern India. That is a place called Rameshwaram.
Rameshwaram — это место
называется. You see. Actually, that place there, Lord Ram offered his respects to Lord Shiva.
Это то место, где Господь Рама предложил свои поклоны Господу.
There's still a temple of Lord Shiva there.
И там есть храм Господа Шивы.
And then Lord Ram, he asked the ocean to open so that he could cross.
И Господь Рама просил океан расступиться, сделать дорогу, чтобы он смог пройти.
But the ocean was not agreeable.
Но океан не соглашался.
So then Ram became very angry with the ocean.
И Господь Рама пришел в очень большой гнев.
Then the ocean became frightened, and the ocean said, if you just bring stones and throw the stones on my surface, they'll float and you can make a bridge.
Океан сказал ему, хорошо, ты можешь кидать камни в меня, и камни будут плавать, и по этим камням ты можешь сделать мост и перейти по ним.
So, meantime, Hanuman, he actually jumped over to Lanka, because he was a very powerful personality.
Хануман был очень могущественной личностью, и он перепрыгнул через океан.
And he, by mystic power, made himself smaller than, very small, and he entered Lanka through the keyhole of the gate.
И у него были мистические силы, и он стал меньше малого, и он попал на Ланку, проникнув через замочную скважину в воротах.
Then he searched throughout Lanka, and he found the secret garden where Sita was being held captive.
И он обыскал всю Ланку и нашел тот сад, спрятанный он был, и где именно находилась Сита.
So he told Sita, I've come from Ram.
И он сказал Сите, я пришел от Рама.
But Sita thought, maybe this is a trick of Ravana to cheat me.
Сита подумал, может быть, это шутка Равана, он хочет обмануть меня.
But then Hanuman showed the ring of Ram, and she understood, yes, this is actually, he's actually a genuine messenger.
Но Хануман показал ей кольцо Господа Рамачандры, и она поняла, да, это действительно так, это истинный посланник.
So then Hanuman wanted to return to Ram so he could inform exactly where Sita was.
И Хануман вернулся к Раме, и чтобы сообщить ему, где же на самом деле находилась Сита.
And the soldiers of Ravana saw him, so they set fire to his tail.
И солдаты Раваны, они заметили его, и они подожгли его хвост.
So then he went throughout the whole city and with his tail he put the city of Lanka on fire.
И он стал бегать по всей Ланке и поджег всю Ланку.
Then he returned again to Lord Ram.
И вернулся затем вновь к Господу Раме.
So then with the help of all the monkeys, they threw the stones into the ocean and made the bridge.
И с помощью всех обезьян они стали кидать камни в океан и таким образом сделали мост.
So that bridge started from a place called Setu Banda, which is just beside Rameshwaram.
Этот мост находится вместе с Сету Банда возле Рамешвара.
So then, there's also one story how Hanuman, he was throwing boulders into the ocean, and one squirrel was pushing some grains of sand into the ocean.
Есть одна история, как о том, как Хануман кидал большие камни в океан, а маленький бурундучок, он бросал песчинки.
So, What is it called? The squirrel? Squirrel?
Spider.
No, actually it's not a spider, it's a squirrel.
It's
a squirrel. So actually that's not like a spider. It's a squirrel. Yes, there are certain marks on the back of a certain... Yeah. So, Hanuman said, move out of my way. And the Lord Ram saw that, he became upset with Hanuman. He said, this squirrel is doing just as much service as you, according to his capacity.
Господь Рама огорчился, увидев такое поведение Хануманы, и сказал, что он старается в соответствии со своими возможностями.
So in this way we see that the Lord, he recognizes the devotion. Once again, the devotion, it's not the size of the service.
И мы видим вновь, что Господь, он именно увидел, что, ну, то есть такой момент, что преданность, она не заключается в каких-то больших размерах нашего служения.
Just because somebody has a big position doesn't mean that he's pleasing Krishna more necessarily.
Если кто-то имеет большое положение, занимает высокий пост, это не значит, что он больше удовлетворяет Кришну.
Even if somebody has a very humble position, say he's a floor cleaner.
Например, если преданный имеет какое-то, на первый взгляд, низкое положение, например, он моет пол.
But he has very sincere attitude, then he can genuinely please the Lord.
Но если он очень искренен, то он может на самом деле удовлетворить Господа.
So anyway, then they crossed over to Lanka. And there was a great battle. And actually, they were helped by the brother of Ravana called Bibhishan. So somehow or other, he became attached to Lord Ram. So then they defeated Ravana and took Sita back. And Lord Ram, he made Bibhishan the king of Lanka. Then he returned back to his kingdom in Ayodhya with Sita Devi. So when they returned to Ayodhya, the citizens were very glad. And Bharat came to welcome Lord Ram with the slippers of Lord Ram on his head. So then Lord Ram was actually crowned as the king of Ayodhya. Later actually there's a story how Ram, once he was just moving incognito in his kingdom.
Есть одна история о том, как Господь Рама путешествовал инкогнито, неузнанным в своем царстве.
And he heard one man chastising his wife. You know, that you're going with other men. You know, I'm not going to tolerate this. I am not a fool like Rama, who took his wife back after she was in the possession of another man. So then Ram thought, oh, the citizens are criticizing me. I have to set example. So in this way, he sent his wife away.
Рама подумал, что меня критикуют граждане, но я должен давать для них пример, и поэтому он отослал свою жену.
So actually, Sita, she died in separation. She departed from the planet in separation from Lord Ram.
И Сита, она оставила свое тело именно от разлуки с Господом Рамой.
Although she actually, they had two sons, Lava and Kush, two sons of Ram.
У нее было два сына от Рамы, Лава и Куш.
So like that, this is, you know, short story, short version of the story of Lord Ram. So he was ideal king. And Sita Devi, she was the ideal wife. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya was in South India, he met one Brahmana there. And that Brahmana, he was very disappointed because of the fact that he thought that Sita Devi had been captured by Ravana. But actually Lord Chaitanya explained to him that Ravana only captured the false Sita. He didn't capture the real Sita.
Но Господь Читания объяснил, что на самом деле Равана не захватил Ситу, это было ложное Сита.
And factually, after coming back from Ravana, Sita passed through the fire without any harm, which proved that she was completely chaste.
И Сита прошла потом через огонь после того, как она вернулась. Это доказывало то, что она была полностью целомудрена.
Lord Ram was an ideal grihastha, and he only accepted one wife. He was very fair to the citizens and gave them all the best protection. So therefore, whenever there is a very good ruler or king, that is called Ramraj. The king should be the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he should see to it that everyone is fully engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. So the duty of leaders in Krishna consciousness is to be fixed up on the spiritual platform. And then to engage everyone in devotional service. So whoever we are, we should always remain busy chanting the names of the Lord and serving the Lord. And the Lord has many, many forms. Because the spiritual world is a place full of transcendental variety. The impersonalists think there is no variety, everything is just one. Or the Buddhists think that everything is void. They don't see any variety in spiritual life. But from the Shastras we can learn that the spiritual kingdom is full of unlimited variety. There's not much variety in this material world. Just like if you travel through Russia, more or less everything looks similar, isn't
it?
Same concrete buildings, same Lada, Volga cars.
Mm-hmm.
So it is actually very boring. Boring. And so you may think, alright, we'll go to some other country, it will be interesting. But there, alright, they may have different kind of car, Nissan car, Toyota car. But the same thing is their car, it is making fumes, people are running here and there. And they're engaged in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So there's not much variety in material life, really. It's very limited. But spiritual life, there's no limit. So therefore it said that the incarnations of Godhead are innumerable. And their pastimes are very wonderful. Therefore the devotees always desire to absorb themselves in hearing the pastimes of the Lord. Satam prasangam mama viri sanvido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kata Tajoshinadaspapavargavartmani Shadaratir Bhaktir Anukramishyati. That in the association of the devotees, hearing and discussing the pastimes of the Lord is very pleasing to the ear and to the heart.
Что здесь говорится, что в общении с преданными слушание и обсуждение игр Господа очень приятно для слуха и для сердца.
By such activity, one's heart becomes purified. And he becomes advanced on the path of spiritual progress. Thus he becomes freed from material attachment and his attraction to Krishna becomes fixed. Thus real devotion and devotional service begin. So, by hearing the pastimes of the different incarnations, that gives us more and more appreciation of the transcendental qualities and potencies of the Lord.
Слушая о различных играх, различных воплощениях Господа, это дает нам, то есть,
more appreciation.
Мы более оцениваем эти игры.
And become more attached also to the Lord in this world.
Также больше привязываемся к Господу.
So, of course, in our Krishna conscious movement, we principally worship Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Krishna, because he's the original personality of Godhead, and Lord Chaitanya because he's the Yuga avatar in Kali Yuga.
И в движении сознания Кришны поклоняемся Господу Кришне и Господу Чайтанье. Кришне поклоняемся потому, что это изначальная личность Бога, а Господу Чайтанье потому, что это Юга аватара.
But we do observe the appearance of certain of the incarnations, principal ones like Rama and Narsingha, Vamana, Varaha.
Но также мы соблюдаем дни явления других инкарнаций, таких как Рама, Нарсингха, Вараха.
Especially the ones that are, you know, whose pastimes are told here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Ramayana is also a very important scripture for the Vaishnavas. Because there is so much wonderful transcendental instruction contained in the Ramayana. So in this way, we should honor Lord Ram, even though we are mainly worshipping Krishna and Lord
Chaitanya.
And there are a few temples in our movement where Srila Prabhupada authorized worship of Sita and Ram. For example, Bombay. And also London and Washington. You see, they're like important capital cities, London and Washington, because you know, Lord Ram is the ideal ruler, so they were suitable to install the deities in those cities.
Эти города Лондон и Вашингтон это огромнейшие столицы, а Господь Рама считается идеальным правителем, и именно поэтому божества Господа Рама установлены именно в этих городах.
But that it's not that we only worship; that we also have the Radha Krishna deities and Gorni Thai deities in those temples.
No,
in those temples, it's also Radha Krishna and Gorni Thai. So we can, the Vaishnavas can worship different deities at the same time, see them as one and the same personalities. There's no difficulty for the Vaishnavas to see God as one, and at the same time, different, variegated.
Для Вайшнава несложно видеть Бога как одного и в то же время как в различных своих вариациях.
Our philosophy is a chinta-bheda-abheda-tattva. The soul is one with the Lord and different from the Lord.
Наша философия это чинта-бхеда-бхеда-таттва, то есть душа она едина с Господом и в то же время отлична от него.
And similarly, the Lord Himself is one, but He also has many different forms.
Господь также один, но в то же время он имеет множество форм.
Все, Харе Кришна.